Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome. Sunday afternoon or morning edition. It's a beautiful morning. If you're on the West Coast, I hope it is. If you're on the East, wherever we are, it's actually nice. I went out Super Don and I got a good workout in this morning doing some boxing. No, I did not watch the Pacquiao, whatever the thing is. Your microphone is like a hyper. Did you like, it's like a credit card scraping on your beard that you haven't shaved today?
Oh, geez. Okay. Sorry. No, actually, I did not shave this morning. You caught me.
I'm thinking. I didn't either, though. So we're.
I've got a face that's perfect for radio. Yes.
Well, we're both there today. But I went out and I did my boxing workout. I got my 15-year-old son out of bed and said, "Hey, you're working out with me, kid." And he actually did today. And I have to say, I'm really ticked.
Oh, no.
Because, yeah, I know. We went out for a run, and we did, like, the intermittent sprint, jog, walk kind of thing. So you're doing a real-life kind of exercise.
Right.
And I can say now at 15, he's officially faster than me on the sprint. Very upsetting. Very upsetting.
Well, you know what? That happens. I had the same thing with my kids. I always found something, though. You know, as a dad...
Yeah,
you can't let your kid best you. You know, they might best you on one thing, but you can always find something else that you're better at, right?
Oh, well, exactly. We got to keep looking, you know, keep our youthful illusion going.
Look, Dad, I can beat you at running. Oh, yeah, you're grounded. Ha ha.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, it's one of those things where you're also happy, too. It's like you want your kids to exceed you in their abilities and such, but I feel good. I'm not complaining, honestly. I feel really good. I've been doing the Sporting Edge formula. And by the way, I didn't watch the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. I was hoping that Pacquiao would win. I didn't think he would simply because this Mayweather guy knows how to play such defense that nobody can get a punch in on him of any consequence.
Well, I didn't watch it, but there were a lot of people were kind of upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard, Mayweather just kind of just ran away the whole fight.
Yeah, well, that's his technique, and he's successful at it. I mean, can I knock him for that? I mean, he made $160 million or something. I mean,
yeah.
The guy knows how to do that.
That's what I heard. But, you know, when you're getting your tactics and your strategy from Monty Python on how to fight.
Run away.
Yeah,
exactly. You know. Run away. Yeah, I know. It's exactly right what you're saying there. Hey, we got the Autism Ones coming up in 2 weeks. I cannot believe how fast this is going to be here in Chicago. And I'm encouraging all y'all that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you're in driving distance, flying distance, whatever, come down and see me. Not only me, but hundreds of others, maybe thousands, that are sharing information, looking for answers. I'll be there. My buddy Paul is planning to be there, Paul Barretero, so you can plug into the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen. And, of course, my friends from Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23 will be there, and a lot of other great folks. Will be there with us. I'll be broadcasting live. I'll be pre-recording a lot of interviews. And like I said, autism1.org, and we have it linked up in the show notes. We've got a special guest a little later that's going to talk about the upcoming event, plus her book, and she is Marcia Hines, and she'll be joining us. Also, this hour, Jody Abbott is back from Homegrown Health, and we're going to be talking about the rise of home births, And Super Don gets a pinata, a pseudo-skeptic OBGYN, speaking out against those very same home births. So we got a great show lined up this afternoon. And just to let you know, I did not eat anything today. I had my yerba mate tea this morning. Mm-hmm. I had an incredible workout with my son. It was great. And now I just started the show, and my wife walked in with a little bit of a shaky drink. You know, some real raw milk and some superfood stuff mixed in a little bit. I had a chromium, GTF chromium that I got from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That's it. I'm drinking a little bit, and it's what time? 1:11 right now in the afternoon on the East Coast. Just so you know, this concept of intermittent fasting, I was doing fine. I was a little ornery. Super Don knows I can get before we kick in the first show of the week. But other
yeah,
than
it's
good.
Not it's not every day you best me on that category, but you did today.
But you love it when I do that. Admit it. Come on. You do, don't you? Come
yeah,
on.
It is refreshing, yes.
And the pause and the host that refreshes. So let's start with a little bit of FDA bashing, or maybe Congress bashing. I don't know what you call it. This article from it's called The Upshot in the New York Times. They're looking for the bright side. A little Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. Speedy drug approvals have become the rule, not the exception. Remember the complaints you hear about all the time? Oh, man, it just takes so long to approve a new drug. We're all going to die unless somebody... The FDA's in the way. Get them out of the way. So Congress, you know, over the last few decades, passed a series of specific so-called approval pathways that will accelerate, you know, from drug testing to drug market, the ability to bring these things out, especially for what they call life-threatening rare diseases that are not real profitable. Right? Because if everybody doesn't have it, everybody's not going to want it. And so how can they make money if they spend billions to bring it to market and there's only a few people that have it? Well, I'm here to argue that because of this movement, and they acknowledge this in this New York Times article, that more than less or more than fewer of the drugs coming to market, even if they aren't in that category, it's become the norm, the speedy drug approval process. Does that make
now,
sense?
I would venture to say, Robert Scott Bell, I'm going to give you a little pat on the back. I would venture to say I don't have this yet. I could try and find it, but you predicted this was going to happen.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, this idea is really just a giveaway to the drug industry. And, of course, to me, this is about astroturfing as well. You talk about creating false, fake, pseudo groups that are out there demanding more drugs, right? And I don't think there's grassroots demanding more drugs. It's not that I also say that the majority of Americans, I don't know the answer to this, the majority of Americans know that we don't suffer from drug deficiency diseases. And even these obscure, rare diseases that they're claiming this is for are not due to a lack of these synthetic drug molecules ultimately patented and approved by the FDA. What we're dealing with, of course, is a pipeline that is exhausting. In other words, there's not a lot of drugs, blockbuster drugs, ready to come through. But if we can get more government involvement, government funding, government support, underwriting, etc., for these obscure drug categories, politicians can say, see, we're doing good. We've made it easier for these drugs to come to market. But let's not discuss the fact that the lack of these drugs is not the reason for these obscure diseases. But we do know now that it's easier to get a drug approved thanks to these movements that the congressional drug addicts are promoting, the acceleration of approvals. And so this is the problem I have with this. If there was really a free market for all kinds of healing, many of these blockbuster so-called drugs would not be blockbusters, for instance, because we would know the truth that cholesterol, for instance, doesn't cause heart disease. And therefore, the statin drugs would never have had a market that they have had and they still have and enjoy, despite the fact that government scientists admit that cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease, for instance. But the acceleration of drugs to market is not good news. Not good news unless you are a holder of drug stock or you work for the drug company. Because the people suffering from even these obscure diseases, we need to look more holistically in terms of our cultural emphasis or focal point. But we have become a drug culture. And this happened again over the last 100+ years, so it's not likely to be reversed immediately. But those of you who have woken up, you're starting to see the drug tyranny, the fascism based on a pharmaceutical pseudoscientific view of the world. Case in point, SB 277 out west in California and other states trying to remove your exemptions from, for instance, the vaccine mandates for children or adults, ultimately. And the only way that the drug and vaccine industry can keep you a customer is to increasingly invest in your congressman on a federal level and the state level, or buy up the executive branch, or invest in the revolving door between FDA and Big Pharma to basically mandate the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment. And this is where we are today, as more of you are waking up, particularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you go to Natural News and other news sites not approved by Big Pharma and big government and big media, you begin to see how we have devolved into a drug culture, and we're not talking the street corner drug dealers trying to sell you weed now that it's legal in 23 or 4 states, including the District of Columbia, various forms. We have got to come out of this drug-induced stupor, and an accelerated plan to approve new drugs is not the method. That's the wrong way to go. But the upshot thing, I can't tell Supernon if they're going rah-rah, hooray, or whoa, horsey, this is too fast. I'm not clear on where the New York Times is on this.
Well, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I mean, but they go after them, you know, saying, look at, you know, we're approving a lot more drugs. But as you read on, then they're also praising these bills and these programs, you know, the breakthrough therapy plan. You know, they make them sound so great, like we're saving lives, or we're, you know, accelerating the approval of breakthrough therapy, when really all it is just like big pharma welfare. You know, it's like, hey, we're not making enough money, we need some help. All right, here's some food stamps. You know, I mean, here's some drug stamps. Or I mean, here's some whatever you want to call it. You know,
it's just
throwing money at the FDA or at the drug companies.
Yeah, Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, he's a Democrat, by the way, which is, like I said, the Democrats have been bought out lock, stock, and barrel by Big Pharma. The Republicans have too, although there are a few of them that actually stand up and say, man, a woman, you have the right as a mom or a dad to say no to these things, including the vaccines. And we're losing that very rapidly. And so the divided culture is not so much between left and right, Democrat and Republican, but about drug addicts and those who have woken up to say, hey, we've got nutrient deficiencies. We've got toxicological proficiencies. We don't want GMOs. By the way, did you go to Chipotle and say thank you for pulling out the GMOs? I did. In fact, one of the cash register ladies said it was my fault. It was my idea. It was very cute. All right, we got Joni Abbott coming up. We got a pseudo-skeptic OBGYN. Super Don's going to comment on next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, I remember if I speak glowingly about something like Chipotle, I want you to acknowledge, as I do, it's not the purest, cleanest food on the planet, and fast food's not something you should indulge in, even clean food, all the time. Once in a while, okay, fine. But on the GMO removal process, as I said, we have a video Super Don and I did for Epic Times, and it gives you the caveat that says, hey, listen, if you're eating their chicken, if you're eating their pork, those animals may still be eating GMO grains. So it's not pure, pure, pure. But I want to acknowledge that they have a lot of clean food relative to what's out there. And I want you moving in that direction. It's my point. Okay? So you understand where I'm at with that. It's a good thing overall, the GMO awareness scenario. It's on the rise. And no small thanks to Chipotle on that front. But the caveats are still there when I talk about this stuff. Now, caveats about skeptics, which we now call pseudo-skeptics. They're not really skeptical people. They're very angry people. They're very deviant in their thought forms and how they go about it. We are going to talk with Joni Abbott at the bottom of the hour about the move for home births. But there are some that are pushing back and think that we're the fearmongers for saying home births are better than hospital births in most every case. The medicalization of birthing babies. I just think that we were doing it long before there were modern hospitals, and successfully so, because the human species is still here, even well before the advent of medicalization, if you will, of home birth or a birth in general. But there's this Dr. Tudor, a skeptical OB, an SOB, and she self-claims an SOB. Really bizarre, Super Don. What are the highlights or lowlights of this gal?
Well, this is actually Dr. Amy Tudor. We'll pronounce her last name Tudor. I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a an OBGYN, or actually a former OBGYN. Her license lapsed, I think, back in 2003, and she doesn't hide that. But she's, you know, she's made a kind of a thing for herself online, going around talking about two topics in particular that are kind of right in her wheelhouse. One is breastfeeding, and the other one is home births. The only way I can really describe her so you can get a mental picture, imagine if Paul Offit and David Gorski had a love child, and, oh, wait. Okay, scratch that visualization. But yeah, and the child was a female and grew up and became an OBGYN. That is what Amy Tutur would become. And to give you an example of what I'm talking about here, here's a audio clip of her doing an interview, and she's describing the home birth movement and why they have the opinions that they do.
Okay, let's give a listen to Amy and see what she says.
The home birth movement, they believe that obstetricians and hospitals are hiding all sorts of secrets about birth and that they're using fear to convince women to give birth in the hospital.
Wait. They're hiding secrets?
Well, you know, look, whatever. I mean, anybody who wants to bash anybody that believes in something else other than the established scientific method of anything having to do with health, they all are in conspiracies and secrets and stuff. So let's put that aside, because that's just an empty bullet point.
Okay.
She says that these obstetricians and doctors and hospitals are using fear to try and get women to go to hospitals to have birth there instead of home. Okay, look, fear tactics, scare tactics, they're not good. I mean, I don't agree with that, because it's kind of an empty way of trying to move an agenda forward based on something that is emotional rather than factual, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I have to agree with her. If they're using fear, that's a bad thing. Now, here's the problem. If you go to Dr. Amy Tutur's website, skepticalob.com, and you look at all of the articles that she has written to try and convince people not to do home births and go to the hospital, she uses imagery like a Grim Reaper.
Ugh.
Or how about this? A bunch of people crying over a small casket.
Oh, my.
Or how about this? This one takes the cake. She had one article saying that home births are bad and that you shouldn't have home births and you ought to go to the hospital, and used a picture of a dead baby floating face down in a swimming pool.
Now,
you can't sit there and say that people who like home births are saying that the hospitals are using fear to get them to not do it when you are doing it yourself. Anybody?
Yeah, exactly. And you're calling them out, the pseudo-skeptics everywhere we can, and I appreciate you for that, Super Don, and so many reasons. And I appreciate Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health. She's going to join us, talk about the home birth movement when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good buddy Paul Barrichello is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas,
molecular
hydrogen, increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. All the notes that you can handle and more. And great articles coming through. And we've got links to Joni Abbott. Is going to be joining us in just a moment. And we're going to talk a little CDC whistleblower a little later. And Autism One. Marcia Hines is going to join us. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, streaming live through our syndicator all over the country as well at GCN Live, GCN.com, GCNLive.com, and NationalNewsRadio.com, among other places. We had a comment real quick that came in through Facebook. You see that was a question about wheat belly or something? You see that?
Yeah.
On? I'm looking
wheat
for
belly.
It again. Well, I can't see what it even says, but he was asking about wheat belly. Is it overrated or underrated? What did it say?
Well, listen, here's the thing. I've heard of wheat belly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know that much about it, so I think it's something we need to look into.
No, I already know about it. I already know about it.
What, you know what wheat belly is?
Just checking if you knew what was going on.
I don't know what wheat. What is wheat belly?
You're up on everything.
Well, I guess I missed on the wheat belly, so I don't have an opinion, but apparently you do. What is wheat belly?
It's when Super Don gets uppity because he knows it all, except he doesn't know about wheat belly. Just teasing, Super. Just teasing. No, just playing silly. Listen, this is because Kirk is asking the question, what about wheat belly movement? Seems over the top to me. You know, this is like the question we had with Dr. Batar last week as well. We're talking about gluten this, gluten this, gluten everything, celiac, everybody's got celiac, no one's got celiac, and right, even Jerry Doyle says, what's this all about celiac and gluten? Everybody's overreacting. And let me just say it this way. The vast majority of what we call gluten intolerance is evidence of that general chronic inflammation of the gastrointestinal system due to all the things that we talk about here, the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMO, heavy metals, etc. It's not new. It's just compounding with each successive year and generation. And so that our ability to tolerate and eat wheat, even though it's been hybridized and maybe have more gluten than before, it's dependent upon our ability to digest properly, to have a good, healthy gut, the microbiome, etc. And that's what we've lost. So is the wheat belly movement over the top? Well, yes and no, because there is an over-the-top suffering, if you will, of gastrointestinal inflammation. And we're going to get into that, among many other things, with our good friend. She's from Homegrown Health, Joni Abbott. She's back. Is she really here, Joni?
I'm here, baby.
Yay! Woo! Love your voice.
How are you?
Doing well.
I know we want to talk. I've got a lot of insight on that because they don't address the GMO factor. They don't address the pesticide factor.
Yeah.
They make wheat an ancient grain, the devil, when really we're not looking at the microbiome. That's my insight.
You nailed it right there in 10 seconds or less. And so we're not saying that people aren't suffering from eating the wheat and the gluten. We're saying that their system is so corrupted that they can't tolerate a food that we've been able to tolerate for perhaps thousands of years. Now, that doesn't negate the fact that certain forms of wheat that have been hybridized and pesticide-laden are problematic in and of their own accord. But perspective is always in order, like the perspective on the home birth movement and the fact that people are more interested than ever, perhaps, in moving back that direction, Joni.
Absolutely. I, as a home birthing mom and having also had a hospital birth experience and being friends with a lot of women on both sides of the fence, have, come to the conclusion home birth is under fire. It really started in the early 1900s. I recommend watching The Business of Being Born by Ricky Lake and then all of her follow-up series as well. And she's come under a lot of fire for her documentary on this as well. We just think informed consent and empowerment, making an educated decision, is a mama's best bet and having the birth that she desires. But our country and our society and our culture does not make it conducive to not only have informed consent because they don't really tell you of all of the true risks with cesarean, mm-hmm. 1 in 3, by the way, that's happening in our nation right now. They don't tell you that the rise of maternal mortality is on the rise, and that maternal mortality is a risk, and that a major abdominal surgery is a real issue. I'm on the board for the ICANN-online.org. ICANN is International Cesarean Awareness Network, and we work really hard at trying to promote education to prevent that first cesarean. And really, you cannot make an informed choice if you don't first have the education.
Yeah, now I'm calling for a ban on hospital births right here, right? Ban them!
Watch
They're
out!
Dangerous.
You are going to be in the scope for doing that, Robert.
No, but I mean, that's the point of absurdity. When they talk about the danger of home births, that they want to ban them and they outlaw them and criminalize them, that's as absurd as saying we want to outlaw hospital births, because there's a place for all forms of birthing. And
yes,
certainly if there's an emergency scenario, we don't speak out against that. But they seem to speak out against the natural home birth of healthy babies, healthy moms to do this. I mean, look at Kate Middleton. The Princess Kate just had a baby in like 2-3 hours. She's up looking like a supermodel. Is that just weird? Does she have like 1,000, assistants? How does that happen?
Well, that's what normal birth actually looks like. That is what birth should look like in this country. Not over-medicalized, traumatized, fear-based, moms looking like they just came out of a war zone. We've actually, unfortunately, normalized the fact that women, that birth needs to be medicalized versus something that should be experienced. A really great blog that I like, JennyHatch.com, she asks us to imagine a world where the only thing women know about sex is brutal rape. And in this pathetic world, not one of the women was aware that anything else existed except the compulsion, control, manipulation, and horror of rape when they had sex. Then we have, you know, because birth and sex are very closely related, we should ask people to imagine coming into, like, a group of women and then attempting to teach these traumatized women about normal, merry, gentle, orgasmic sexuality. So this analogy she posts about is really great because it really helps us understand the difference between normalized, medicalized birth and true empowering home birth in a woman and what takes place in her body and in her psyche and allowing the amount of, like, trust and empowerment to really come forth and be comfortable in her situation. These are the two dichotomies that we're working against when we start to compare hospital birth versus home birth.
Right, and I recognize that there are birthing centers that are trying to mimic the home birth environment more natural, and I applaud anything that makes that better and maybe helps people to kind of bridge the two worlds, feel more comfortable about that. But you know, the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom is all about the midwives here. They call the midwives the unsung heroines of the royal birth, and they name them Arona Ahmed and her boss Jaquille Dunkley-Bent. They're midwives delivering the maybe the Queen of England one day. I don't know. I mean, this is, and here we have other people attacking midwifery.
Yes, yes. Midwifery is one of the most ancient art forms and much longer than OBGYNs. And most people don't realize that OBGYNs are surgeons. They are trained surgeons. So there's a lot that they do not know in the art of midwifery about body positioning, helping a woman, facial recognition, facial diagnosis of how to tell when a woman's in trouble during birth and delivery. And there's just such a gentle bedside manner with midwives compared to the hospital OBGYNs. They are there to get in and get out as quickly as possible. And, you know, their OBs aren't the only ones to be, you know, criminalized. I guess I should change my thought there on that. Because some of, like, birth rape, I think, is absolutely criminal. When you enter a woman's body without her consent and you start yanking on the baby and pull, that's unreal. I mean, I have story after story about that. But birth rape and birth trauma is very real. We have a lot of moms that suffer depression and postpartum depression and PTSD as a result of birth, and it just shouldn't look like a war zone. But with midwifery, it being one of the oldest professions on the face of the planet, there's a lot of things that we've lost over the years once, you know, medicalized birth became normalized.
Exactly. And we talk about this concept of, you mentioned medical or the term rape, which is, you know, highly offensive to some. But we got to acknowledge that when you reach in and violate and pierce the human body, the baby body, with things that are so toxic you wouldn't have them drink it.
Yeah.
We need to change the language over here because they'd like to believe that this medical intervention right after birth, for instance, which an OBGYN may be not the one to do it, but certainly within a hospital setting, they almost automatically do the hepatitis B shot at birth, as if the baby's going to run out and, you know, and attend a wild sex orgy or have a tattoo with a dirty needle.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think it goes back to a mindset and a mentality. You know, do we look at birth as a natural, normal process, or do we look at birth as something that needs to be medicalized? I'm not anti-medicine when it concerns true emergencies and birth, but I am anti-fear-mongering. I am anti-lack of informed consent at prenatal visits. I am anti, a doctor has to be there all the time. Because really, when I got to thinking about this, in home birth, I've never experienced an unsupervised birth myself, never experienced it when I've attended births with other women. And I started to think about the difference between my hospital birth and my home birth, and I was so much more supported with my home birth. I had people with me all the time checking on me, helping me, working through, whereas I was strapped to a bed in my hospital birth. And I was left alone for, you know, up to a half hour to an hour at a time, just left there being monitored by machines as if the machines are an acceptable replacement.
So I really started to think about this idea
of unsupervised home birth versus supervised home birth and how we define the terms of those things and why it would be under such attack when really women don't get the level of care they need in hospitals. Why are we touting that as something that's so great?
Right. Well, of course, they're turning humans into robots, right? Robot babies. Now, where can we learn, Joni, more about the movement toward home birth and get the good information that you've been delivering for many years?
Well, I really love the website icanonline.org. It's icanonline.org, and it's just all about informed consent, education, helping to prevent that first C-section. And if you have had a C-section and experienced something that, you know, it didn't quite go the way that you wanted to, or you do have birth trauma, it's a great resource for that too. And when I say I'm a leader, it's just on the board in my local chapter, not of the international chapter. But that's a really great place to start. There are some really great home births, homebirthishealthy.net, homebirthishealthy.com. There's a lot of really great websites out there and that help take the fear out of what home birth is and is not.
Beautiful. Well, we love you, and we love all your information, resource, and those of you who don't know about Joni, I can't imagine why, except that she hadn't been around as much. She's so busy now, but she has her radio show available on National News Radio twice a week. She also works on the radio in, I think it's Iowa.
Yes, the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa.
Right. Well, stick around. We've got Major League Moments of Duh, three of them, and Joni's going to hang out. We'll talk about them. They have to do with movement. Movement? What kind of movement? Super Don, no, it's not what you're thinking. At least I don't think it is. All right, stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Robert Scott. Yeah, I know. RobertScottBell.com. Rock in the health world this Sunday afternoon or morning, depending on where you are.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Joni Abbott's hanging out. Another segment here. We're going to preview Autism One next hour with Marcia Hines. Links are up at robertscottbell.com, including the Joni's Homegrown Health Show on Natural News Radio. We were just talking on the break there about wooing, right? Woo, right? Super Don doesn't like it when people call natural medicine woo-woo, right?
You know what? It's not that I don't like it. I love it because I'm sitting here thinking now these highly educated, multi-degree professionals with multi-syllabic labels of what they do and all that stuff like that, the best word they can come up with for natural healing modalities is woo.
Right.
That's something like a 3 month old says, you know, when it wants you to change their diaper, you know, woo.
Woo.
I
mean,
woo.
Well, I remember. Do you remember Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Right? He talked about what poetry was all about if they thought it wasn't really cool. But he says poetry is to woo women, if you remember that. To woo women.
Yes, wooing. It's to lure in, to bring in, to, and to persuade.
So is it a root word of womb?
Ah, I don't know. But I like the womb word all the time.
I know. That's why I'm thinking it could be related to the womb, the woo-woo, right?
I don't know. To see somebody like David Gorski actually say woo-woo, please say it as many times as you want.
Oh, or wee-wee-wee. We got to get some science out of the way.
Wee-wee-wee all the way home.
That's right.
Grown house lives, where home birth lives, where...
Yes. Yeah, or even where the science lives that we've got to cover that's so absurd and so amazingly pointless in one level scale or another that it has to be time for today's...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by a game called Hide the Food. Right? You want to stay slim? Keep food out of sight. A study said that. They did. We're not making it up.
Hey, the experts.
Right. A professor of psychology at Ohio State, Charles Emery, says, if you want to stay slim, hide the food. I'm thinking, no, that's not a good idea. You got to have a healthy relationship with food. Hiding the food. I guess on one level you can go, all right, I can't find the food, I can't eat, I'm gonna get slim. I don't know. I just think it's a silly study, but hide the food. Come on.
It's like saying, take your car on a trip and hide the fuel.
Yeah, that you, if you don't want to get there, man, I tell you what constitutes money that's given to do scientific research today, I don't know. I got to say, oy vey. Here's another one in the moment of dull realm. A two-minute walk every hour may help offset the effects of sitting.
Oh, okay. So in other words.
A concept.
Yeah.
The way to offset sitting?
Yeah.
Stand up.
Stand up and walk. Really, a study. Wow. We just weren't sure about this. We've got to invest it. We need more money for research. How do we combat sitting? It's called standing up and walking. That was a real study. You can check it out. Real study. And they got fancy doctors and PhDs figuring this stuff out because, Lord knows, we couldn't have figured that out on our own.
Research money is just too important.
Right. I should have demanded money before I had my son, a teenager, get out of bed and get up and work out. That's just what you do.
Oh, wait a minute. I just read another one. They figured out how to combat being thirsty.
How do they do that?
Drink something.
Oh! No way! Oh, ow. Oh, you're so smart, Superdon. Hey, that would make the quadfecta, since we went to trifecta, quadfecta. Joni's in the Quad Cities area of Iowa doing some major radio there.
Yeah.
This one's actually a little bit serious in the moment of duh. For me, it is. It may not be for everybody. But the headline reads, fitness may help lower odds for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Intense physical activity throughout life was linked to a 30% reduction in risk. Can anybody think of why, again, movement might be a good idea to prevent something like lymphoma?
Which is the non-pumping of the lymphatic system and the whole lymphatic immune connection. I mean, it makes total sense. Exercise, jumping up and down is one of the best ways to pump your lymphatic system.
Well, you just nailed it, Joni. I mean, and no scientific rats were hurt during that study. Nobody asked for any money, and she knows it. It's exactly right. The lymph system, if there's too much stasis, there's not enough movement, it goes stagnant. What happens when a pond gets stagnant? It becomes a quagmire. It becomes a cesspool, a breeding ground. Stuff's never leaving, and now you've got all these infections. Then they say it's cancer. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get up and move! If you're listening to the show, put your headphones on. Move around! Joni, love moving around with you. Hope to see you at Autism One coming up.
You sure will. Thank you so much for having me on today, Robert.
Oh, absolutely. Next hour, we will talk about Autism One. We'll talk about also the CDC whistleblower, ongoing, what's going there. Marcia Hines joins us. Super Don is here. Give us a call. Go to robertscottbell.com. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.